I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I'm joined by the gorgeous Lauren Simon. Mate, obviously, we've chatted all things Big Brother, and I really enjoyed that as a fan. Thank you for lifting the lid and giving all the goss. But we first recognised you, and you first came on our screens in The Real Housewives of Cheshire. How were you approached for that?
Oh, gosh. So I had a house rabbit and bought her for Gigi. She was this bird called Sweetie.
I did not expect it to start this story to start like that.
She grew and grew.
Yeah.
And she was bigger than a dog. She was massive. And she had these little tiny ears. Strangest looking rabbit you've ever seen in your life. And it was Christmas time because Gigi's birthday is Christmas. Uh-huh. So I couldn't put her in the garage because it was too cold. So she lived in the house. She ate the whole of my leather couch. And the dog, the kids used to take her out like a dog on a lead round Cheshire, round Hale, in a silver sequin black Marbella beach bag. And this, it was massive, honestly, yeah. It was big. And she'd growl at you, she's like a dog, she'd bite you, she's horrible. And it was a bit vicious, but she lived in the house. So I was there as a crazy woman.
With the big house rabbit.
That walked round Hailing with a rabbit. So when they were looking for people, they went, oh, have you met that girl? She's got a rabbit on a lead. Anyway, they came round and she comes to the front door and she never run out. She knew she was all right. Horrible thing.
So obviously that piqued their interest, the producers, and then they met you, realised you yourself were a character. Be great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
TV and it went from there.
Yeah. Literally.
So you joined the cast in 2015, I think it was. Is that right?
Oh, no, it's 10 years ago. I can't count. Whatever, yeah. 10 years ago, is it? Yeah.
Sounds roughly right. Did you have any existing friendships with the housewives?
So I knew Ampika because both of our, Gigi and her eldest son were friends and we'd hung out together and been out for dinner with our ex-partners. But I didn't know who Dawn Ward was. I didn't know Tanya Bardsley. And I didn't know Leanne Brown. And I didn't know Magali either. So my introduction was Ampika, but she knew. It's kind of a bit like any show. When it's put together, you know one person by a link and another person. And then there's a group of crazy lunatic housewives.
It is known for being, like, you know, quite explosive, quite volatile. Are there any moments from the show where you look back and you think... I regret that.
Of course, there's moments I regret, but there's no point because I've done. I think me and Ampika were laughing about this one the other day. It was her birthday party, and it was in this beautiful, beautiful manor house, stunning, and a gorgeous big marquee. And this cake came from this really expensive place in Prestwich called Slattery's, and it was layers of chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And we've all got these gorgeous dresses on, and I don't know what happened, but I put my hand in the cake. And I start throwing it around everywhere. And you see this clip of me and I'm flinging it. You see Dawn move and then I go again. And then he's just seen it. And I don't know what had happened. It was like the devil had come over me. The whole floor was covered in cake. I basically, you couldn't dance. I ruined the party. We had to move from this beautiful big marquee room with, she spent fortunes on it and the cake. And actually, in fairness, she was quite a good sport about that. I think I'd have been a bit pissed off. And then I go and do it again. Hand in a cake again, start flinging again, wipe the room. So there's a bit of a couple of things, wasn't that? Don't put a cake near Lauren. Now I think about it, if someone did that to my cake and my party, kick off. So I have got away with a lot of, I've got away with murder really, basically, because I just go, I do it and go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. What other things? Other than that, I don't really ever regret anything I do and say, which is probably an issue.
No, I don't think it is at all. Like, I think I'm always really regretful and remorseful, and I beat myself up over stuff. But people say you're not meant to. Like, you're supposed to, like, take something, learn from it, have it as a lesson, move on, be better. So, yeah, maybe you're doing it right, Lauren.
Then with them learning and moving on, I'm just keep doing it again. So, yeah, maybe that's what I need to do, start learning and then moving on. But, no, you know what? We get paid. Sorry, not we get paid. We have a job, and it is a job. And sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand. Sometimes it's a bit explosive. I'd like to blame champagne, but I can't. Most of the time, it's just us. We're having fun, you know. We have a giggle. We do have a laugh. It's fun filming.
On a show like that, though, and, like, there's always got to be something, you know. There's always got to be a source of friction, a bit of an argument, a bit of an explosion. It's got to be a party prick,
you've
unfortunately.
Done it.
You've
worked in reality TV, and, you know, although the situation is real, it is heightened by the fact that you've got the cameras, you've also got a lot of champagne, and we're making great TV. And you know what? We did it as a laugh. And 10 years later, we're all over the world. We're in 10 countries. I think we've got over 1 million viewers a week. It's really successful. Yeah. And, you know, I'm really proud to say that I'm part of, work for NBC and The Real Housewives of Cheshire. How long, you know, I can do it for, it depends on how many faces I can have on the show. But I do love it, and I'm really lucky and privileged.
Do you know what, mate? That's a really good point you've made there. Like, you've said the situations are real, and there's that, like, disclaimer statement on the start of Towie Isn't Aware. It's like, the situations are real, but some things have been added for your entertainment. And I always considered the same to be true of Geordie Shaw. Like, yeah, it's all rooted in truth, but things are exaggerated. Is that exactly how you describe Housewives?
I kind of have to say that's a bit like my real life too, because I'll go to the pub with a friend and another one's not been invited, and the next thing someone's been asked, and then there's an argument, then there's a whole group chat that's kicking off. These are just normal girls that live around in Cheshire. So put the drama, the clothes, the show and the cameras on, not that much different, I'm gonna be honest.
I was just gonna say, so you're actually definitely not playing a part, you're on there being yourself and just having a nice time.
Yeah, I am just being me. Yeah. And that's probably a bit scary, really, isn't it? That I couldn't be an actress. I can't remember the lines. I can't remember words, as you saw, and I can't remember names. So I would never be any good on Cora.
Well, you're a really good housewife. You really are.
Thank you, Shannon.
Really.
That's about it.
What does make a good housewife?
I think being interesting, able to let your guard down and being real, actually. You know, because I know that the people that always say to me, oh, you know, we love you, and it's because, especially in Big Brother, they said it was so nice to see that you are real. You know, you don't always have to have your makeup on. You say it as it is, and I'm a real person. You know, I'm not playing a part, and I think that making a really good housewife year after year is the audience are invested in seeing what I'm doing next. You know, when I left my ex-husband and I set up my own business and I did perfume, I didn't overthink it, and I've done a home range, and it's just, I think I'm always interested in girl power and women making it on their own, because it's hard out there. It's a really tough world, and when I see these women who've been in bad marriages and they've had the confidence to leave it. And, you know, I get a lot of women saying, how do you stay slim? Well, I'm not at the moment. But, you know, believe in yourself. And I love the fact that I believed in myself and I was strong enough to go out there and do it again, rather than stay in situations that I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people like about me. And they like that in the show, because I've always been true to myself. I'm not an actress. I'm not.
No, you're not. And it's reality TV, you know, like you're deaf. Like, nobody's expecting you to be anything you're not, but it's really refreshing to see you just own it as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've mentioned there, like, sort of when your marriage broke down. I know you took like a break from a couple of seasons from The Real Housewife. Was that important for like your mental health and everything? Did you just not feel like sharing that part of yourself?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was going through this really acrimonious divorce. I couldn't put my makeup on and go out and pretend and work and film. And so I took a year off to try and finalise it and get it sorted. And I have got amazing friends who came to see me, and the housewives, in fairness, they all came around. But I didn't really go out for a year. It was tough. And I started reading lots of self-help books to get the strength and the confidence to be able to find out who I really was. You know, I'd been a wife, I'd been a mum, but I didn't know who I was anymore. Yeah. There was a lady called Gabrielle Bernstein. She's a New York writer. She does lots of spiritual. She does meditation. She's Gabby. She's on. It's an app I listen to every day. And I did the mood boards. And it was a book called The Universe Has Your Back. I mean, I looked like I was completely cooking in my dressing gown, sticking all these things up and pictures and manifesting it all. And I got a little bit obsessed with it, if I'm going to be honest. But it got me out of the rut that I was in and opened up the world that I do believe if you see it, believe it will happen. You can make anything happen.
Yeah. So go on then. On that note, Lauren, what's next for you?
Oh, yeah. I had a conversation before about this. I've always wanted to do a Lollies Hollies. I've always wanted to do my own show with somebody, like taking different celebrities on holiday, but like a celebrity travel agency.
I like that.
Like, come on holiday. Where are we going? Let's bring your mates. Let's go and just have a laugh. Obviously, it'd be a bit more structured than I'm not going to be let loose to do whatever I want, but something like that would always be my dream. I did always want to go in the jungle. Just to lose the weight, really, if I'm being honest. What else? Obviously, I love my show. Dad, happy with that. I'm going to try and spend a few months in Spain in the summer with my kids. I don't know. I need to actually start getting my manifesting board out and get a bit more specific on what I want, because right now I'm just...
Can't end up in the Maldives with your ma.
No. Don't want to end up in the Maldives with my mum. But what I do need to do is... just relax a bit now. I feel like I've gone left there. I've been running around London and I just need to take a week off, a couple of weeks.
Ground yourself a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm a bit tired. But I'm always tired.
Yeah, same girl, same. Make sure you look after yourself.
You get the feeling. Where are you getting married?
We're getting married in Puglia, in Italy, on the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Should be really nice, mate. Like, you know yourself, you've planned a wedding, I'm assuming. Fucking stressful pain for everything. Yeah. I'm just balls deep in that at the moment, babe, so let's not talk about this. Before I let you go, I just want to ask here at the Vicky Patterson The Secret Tour, we always give our gorgeous guests the opportunity to give our lovely listeners a kind of some pearls of wisdom. And I want to know what your secret to appreciating the simpler things in life was.
So to appreciate the simple things in life, I honestly believe that you should walk outside and walk in... I walk my dog every day and I go through a golf course and I sound like I'm complete. I let all the I take in the beauty that surrounds us.
Nature.
Side. If I put this into a sentence rather than me rambling on, I walk my dog every day and I take in the simple beauty of the countryside, the trees, the flowers. I love flowers. Just simple things that make me happy. Wow. Walking through the fields with my dog and my kids.
Not your giant rabbit anymore, no?
No, she's gone.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It was really good. Rabbit stew, no, that's a joke. I'd never do that, honest. It means I've got a dog, which is much better. I think as I'm getting older, family and countryside and being out, and the beach is where I'm the most happiest. I walk along the beach every morning when I'm in Spain. I like spending a lot of time in Spain. I like the ocean, I like the beach, I like the countryside. I try to breathe in, and what I do every day is I go for a walk and I do listen to this manifesting, and it's something as simple as, today I am going to be kind. Yeah. I am kind. You know, you don't have to do a lot. You don't have to overthink it I do simple, slow steps of manifesting and listening to, it's not even a podcast, it's literally, today I thank my spirit guides for putting me in the right place, exactly where I should be. It's like sentences.
It's affirmations.
Yeah. It's affirmations, very simple affirmations, because I don't remember much more. It's the truth.
And you're a busy woman. But no, I think that's nice. Like the simple things in life, as I get older, I definitely think I've started to appreciate. You know, I used to want to be here, there and everywhere when I was younger, have loads of pals and designer gear. And as I got older, like I really do just like being on the sofa with me dog. So, you know, having a takeaway with me fella. So
so much happier than that. But there is a time and a place that happens. So what I would say to younger people is go and do it. Do everything. Be at every party. Get dressed up. Party, have fun, because once you get to 30 you won't want to do it, and once you get to 40, every 10 years you'll change. Yeah. So when you hit 40 you get a bit more like staying a bit more. Once you get to 50, god, you're lucky if you get me out. I mean, I am going to a taster menu, but I go out at 4 and I'll be back at 5, you know. I don't want to stay up late. I hate it. I like sleeping too much. But what I would say is make sure that fundamentally you are happy inside. I have two sayings I say to my kids. One of them, my elder one, I say actions have consequences. Mm-hmm. And my younger one, I say, yeah, because they do. the younger one, I say, have courage and be kind. And that's what I would say to everyone. Put those two together. If you think about your actions, you know that they've got consequences, but always be kind to yourself, but have the courage to do whatever you want.
They're lovely words to live by, Lauren. No, they are. Really nice. Mate, I've loved talking to you. Thank you so much.
I've loved talking to you. Thank you for having me.
Well, guys, that was the incredible Lauren Simon giving us all the celeb baby goss hot off the press. What a lovely woman. If you enjoyed listening to this week's episode, please tell your friends about The Secret too. Leave a review, do all of the lovely podcasty things. We really appreciate it. Have the very best week. You deserve it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.